You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am joined by my trusted co-hosts, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
We have a special guest. We want to welcome into the studio. We have John Moeller from Diversified Realty. You're a builder, you're a realtor. Tell us all the different businesses you have, John. You've been a guest on the show many times. You're a trusted friend and also a partner.
Well, thanks, Doug. So do three different things, I guess, under the umbrella of real estate. So I'm a real estate broker, so I represent buyers and sellers in different transactions. And I'm also a custom home builder and real estate investor.
And you got started as a real estate investor many, many years ago, and you got to cut your teeth on all the good, bad, and the ugly of some of the older historic properties. And I've seen you do tons of new construction all the way to a $2 million home you're building right now in Frontenac. So really wide range of experience. Mm-hmm. And lots of investment properties too. And you manage a lot of rental units. You know, how many rental units are you managing right now?
We have, I believe it's 10 buildings right now.
And those are all ones that you personally own. You're not managing them for other people, right?
Correct. You got it.
Okay. And 10 buildings is how many units?
65 units.
Okay. All right. So it's 65 units that you're actively managing right now. And you know how to create leverage better than just about anybody that I know. And Tammy, you've known John for a while too. And
yes,
you've been able to watch
great
this.
Great guy. Yeah. It's fun to see him grow.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about just kind of that next stage, because as you've, you know, I've watched some of the partnership deals you've been able to put together, and now you and I put a partnership deal together that we have as an opportunity for our listeners. So let's mm-hmm. let's go into that and let's talk about what drives that and why are you and I willing to take on partners? Because I think that's a question some people are going to want answered. So John, if you can go out and find real estate deals, why do you want to take on partners? And let's just talk about what we're looking for in some partners.
Sure. Well, I think one of the biggest reasons why partnerships have worked well for me is you can only do so much alone. And partners mm-hmm. bring a lot of value, sometimes in terms of their expertise, sometimes in terms of, you know, financially, for a lot of different reasons. So I think for me, partnerships have worked very well.
When you set up quite a few, and they've all been very successful. So let's kind of go into an example of this. And this is something that Tammy and I have been looking to do too. And we're happy to go into this partnership with you mm-hmm. because you do reach a limit of how much you can do by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
But there's also a piece of it of giving back too, that if you can take somebody who really wants to invest in real estate, but they don't have the time, okay, they don't have the time and maybe they don't have the expertise, but they're willing to take a portion of their investable assets and move them from possibly stock market, the bond market, or some other place and diversify, which mm-hmm. is the name of your company, is Diversified.
Yep.
It works well. Mm-hmm. I like the theory of it. And let's talk about a little bit of what we're looking for and the types of properties that somebody could partner with us on to invest in. Give us an example of what would be the prototypical deal.
Sure. We look for a number of things when we're looking for new properties. The biggest thing is we want to be able to add value to the property, whether it's physically improving it or whether it's value in purchasing the property in a structure that's a healthy way to buy the property. So, for mm-hmm. example, whether the seller willing to take back some financing so we can leverage our equity a little bit better. That's the number one criteria, is it has to be bought correctly. From a standpoint of metrics, the biggest thing that I look at when I buy investment property is it has to cash flow on a 15-year note, not a 20, not a 25, not a 30. Don't necessarily have to pay it as a 20, pay as a 20, but just to have that flexibility really mm-hmm. really means a lot.
Right. Well, and this is about retirement. For people, this is about building assets and building wealth mm-hmm. over time. This is not get rich quick.
Right.
This is not an investment for somebody who is going to need their money back right away. They
Absolutely.
Need to have their money invested right. for a minimum of 7 years to be able to get in on this investment. But the return on investment will be huge over time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think as a consumer, you know, hearing everyone talk about wealth and investing and everything, you got to ask yourself, you know, if that excites you at all, what type of investor do you want to be? Do you want to be an active participant or do you want to be a passive? And I think, John, that's some of the partnerships that you're looking for is helping someone and kind of even introducing them into the investment process, as long as they can bring the dough. You are so well versed in everything that you'll sit down with them and you'll talk to them about a plan. You'll go over some of the properties that are there. So what else would an investor, if I'm sitting out there hearing this for the first time, what else could you say to me to bring me in on board?
Well, I think that a lot of people really like the idea of investing in real estate. I think most people think that it's a very profitable thing to do, but don't necessarily have the expertise.
Right.
So what we do and what we've been successful in doing is put together partnerships with people who have the expertise to partner with individuals who have cash sitting on the sidelines or in a retirement account that they think is healthy to invest a portion of it into real estate.
Right. Because you may not, I mean, I don't know about you, Doug, but when you first looked at your very first property, did you just know that that was the property that you had, or did you rely on someone to kind of guide you?
Well, unfortunately, we didn't have a good mentor back then, and we did a lot by trial and error.
Right.
And some we made money on, some we didn't make money on when I first started. And that's what we want to help people avoid.
Right.
And going into a partnership with people that are pros and they've done it. John's done a ton of properties. I flipped 190 properties over the last 20 years. I've had up to 112 rental units at a time. So this is an arena that I'm very comfortable in. You know, sometimes it's residential, sometimes it's commercial. I think you kind of have to go where the deal is.
Right.
And John has all the avenues set up right now for the management. He has all the avenues set up to take care of the properties from start to finish. He has the banking relationships in place, and of course, with financing as my primary, primary employment, it's what I do.
Right.
Then it's a wealth of expertise between the two of us, and I think taking on a partner is a really good opportunity for somebody, and
especially just to get started. If you're a well versed investor and still want, by all means, come on board. But just getting started, I think. What better hands could you be in?
So let me just go ahead and put this out there right now. So if you're out there and you have a pretty good amount of assets that you have invested and you want to take a portion of those assets and invest them in real estate, okay, and you want to know more about it, that's, we want to pre-qualify it because we don't want a bunch of phone calls from people that really don't have any money. You need to have, I don't want people to take all of their assets and stick it into real estate. So I would say a minimum of $500,000 in assets, and no more than 20% of it should be in real estate. So that's a minimum of probably $100,000 that somebody's willing to come up with to put in as an equity investor, and you'll be able to get a stake in a property. And once we sit down with somebody, we'll sit down and do an interview process and let them go through a pro forma where they can see some sample deals, and we'll go start to scout out and find what the next property is. So if that's you and you do have that interest level, visit our website, go to smartwithyourmoney.com.
Right.
So smartwithyourmoney.com, look for the contact form at smartwithyourmoney.com and shoot us a message on there and let us know if you're interested, and we can set up the next conversation. We'll set up a phone conversation first, and then we'll take it from phone conversation to a face-to-face meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So John, let's talk about how this looks like from a banking perspective, at how you set the transactions up.
Sure, absolutely. As I just talked about, typically we put the properties on a 20-year loan, and our basic criteria from a financial perspective is it needs a cash flow on a 15-year note. The typical term is a 5 to 7 year note, typically with a local bank.
Which is pretty common for them, and almost all local banks on a commercial loan are going to be a 3, 5, or 7 year balloon.
Right, absolutely. Typically, banks want 20 to 25% of the purchase price as a down payment when you buy the property. And typically, all of the partners personally guarantee the loan. One of the things that you probably know as a lender, Doug, is usually loans with local banks don't affect a borrower's credit score, and it's not as much of a requirement as it would be with you as a mortgage lender.
Right. That is important, because if you have to personally guarantee loans, you don't want them showing up on your credit that's going to hurt your ability to borrow in the future, and these won't do that.
Right.
And the loans will be in the name of an LLC. So there'll be an LLC set up with partnership agreements that take care of all the ins and outs of legalities. You have to have an exit strategy in these situations. We've all seen some partnerships go bad, and they typically go bad because there weren't contingency plans in place.
Right.
And that's what we want to make sure is in place from the beginning with this.
Absolutely. And to that effect, Doug, we always treat our investment properties as a retirement account.
Right.
None of the buildings that we own are vehicles for the partners to generate cash flow. So our goal is to pay the bank off as quickly as possible. None of the partners take a paycheck, any distributions, until the property is sold, which really lines up all the partners' interests.
It does, and I think it starts to separate the wheat from the chaff when it comes to the intentions of the person you're working with. Because if you just go out and you hire somebody to bird dog and find you a property, and they find one for you, do they have your best interest at heart when they recommend the property? Because they don't have any skin in the game. They're just
right.
going to make a commission on
exactly.
that transaction.
Right.
Where this is a little different, because we all have skin in the game.
Right. We have skin in the game, signing the personal guarantees, partnering on properties to move forward and, you know, watch the wealth grow over time.
Right.
But it's slow.
Right.
Okay, it's very slow, and it has to be, you can't quit your day job.
Right.
You have to keep your day job to keep your income, because this is not about income or cash flow. It's about building equity.
Right.
Right. Well said.
All right. So if this is something that strikes a chord with you and you want to find out more information, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for the contact form on the upper right-hand section. Fill out the contact form, shoot me a message, it'll come directly into my email, and we'll set up a phone conversation and then possibly move to the next stage, which would be a face-to-face meeting. So, John, I know people are going to have questions, and I'm excited to see the response, and we'll be able to report back later on this. So if you have time to stick around, I want to have another conversation actually about partnership agreements in general. Okay, we're going to talk about that more when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.